So I just thought of a way to explain the eternity now concept. And you can do this yourself. You can do this experiment. Go find an elevator. And if you don't find an elevator, if you don't have an elevator, you don't maybe find some stainless steel. Take some stainless steel and polish it. Go to an elevator or take some stainless steel and polish it. So you polish the stainless steel so it has a reflection. So stand in front of it or hold an object in front of it. Now, take that object or your hand and stretch it in front of you. As you look at the stainless steel, move the object forward and back. So you could stand there and move the object behind you or move it in front of you. So when you move the object behind you and you're looking at the stainless steel, you see yourself more than the object. But you can still see the object in the distance. As you take that object and you push it closer to the stainless steel, you can actually see it more clear. As you move the object or you walk backwards away from the stainless steel, it's not as clear. But as you approach, as you walk towards the stainless steel surface, you see the image more clearly. Now, as you step back, you notice the stuff in the foreground more than the background. The image has always been there. So imagine the image. So imagine you're in the elevator and you got something on the wall that far away. And you're standing in the elevator and you see yourself. But if you stretch your gaze, you can actually see that object on the back wall. It's there. But you don't really notice it because you're standing there. You just see yourself in that elevator door, right? And there's hidden code in the elevator. I've been thinking about this for a long time. Why do elevators have stainless steel? And the reason is, what is an elevator? It elevates you. The letter E is spirit. You're going up, right? Elevator, elephant, ethereal. And so you're going up. And as you approach and you walk through that door, you see yourself more clearly. And so as you go up or elevate, you start to see things more clearly. So you're standing in the elevator. You can see your image. But as you approach that stainless steel surface, the image becomes more clear. But was the image all there the whole time before you approached the elevator surface, the stainless steel? Yeah, the image has always been there. It's just been more clear. So that's the way it is on the eternity mindset. The image is there, just like now. We see through, the Bible says we see through a glass dimly, but then face to face. When you step into your new body, when you get raptured or translated or whatever you want to call it, you change bodies, but it's still the same story, the story of the cross. So the images that you're looking at in your daily routine, they are types and shadows of the true image that's already there. So there's a true image that we're all following, whether we know it or not. Now, we can follow that image in type and shadow, or we can follow that image in antitype. But as we approach that surface, that face-to-face surface, the image becomes more clear. You can use the word mirror. So you can look, so you stand in front of a mirror. Let's say you're 6 feet away from a mirror, and you got some kind of object in your hand with some writing. As you approach the mirror, the writing on that object becomes more clear. The object itself becomes more clear. But as you step back from the mirror, it's there. You just can't see the details as much. So the more you approach the spirit mind, the more you study the image, the eternal image, the more you actually can see it right here, right now. The same truth, the same storyline, the same story is playing out in 2D, 3D, 5D, eternity, time, now, day by day. And so when you approach that source code image and you meditate on that, you don't even have to be close to the mirror. You already know what's in the mirror. In other words, that object that you're holding in your hand, you turn it around and you look at it. And then you turn around and let it face the mirror. You know the image. You don't even have to approach the mirror per se, because you already know it. So the reason that time doesn't exist is because each moment is a mirror image of that eternal truth. The Logos, the Lamb slain, the flesh versus the spirit, what He did at the cross. So everything at the cross is happening now. And so when you break reality down to its roots, the cut, turn, union, flow, the death, burial, resurrection, faith and love and truth, when you break it down to its roots, no matter if you're driving your car, at work, talking to somebody, on the phone, texting, whatever, the same truth in eternity is happening right now. What is really the ultimate truth? It's connection. God is connecting mankind back to Himself through Jesus. There's a mediator. Jesus is the mediator, the God-man. There's only one mediator between God and man, Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a connection there. So what is the overarching pattern in reality? It's connections. To make a phone call, you got to make a connection. To walk, your feet have to connect to the floor. To type, your finger has to connect to the keyboard. To look at something on a screen, your eyes have to connect with that screen. For you to hear me, my words have to connect to your ears, your ear gate, your understanding. For you to get nourishment from the food, you have to chew it as connect. And then they'll say, well, nothing really touches anything. Yeah, but that's true. In a way, but there is a connection. There's always a thread and a connect. Two threads might not really touch each other because there's empty space in the atoms, but the two threads are threaded together. So they're connected through a thread. So when you gaze upon something, you connect. When you hear something, you connect. When you speak something, you connect. When you eat something, there's an inner meshing. There's a connection. With this knowledge, what I'm just saying, you could probably learn how to be healthy, because the food that goes into your body, it doesn't really, there's really no touch in there, but it's an intertwining. A connection in sense that everything is wrapped like a spiral together, like a piece of fabric. This weave together, right? So that weaving together is the connection. And so if you take it all the way back to its root, there's one mediator between God and man, Lord Jesus Christ. And you look at a marriage, two become one. You look at God and man. God and man become one through Jesus. The glue. You put two pieces together, there's glue. You put two magnets together, there's a magnetic field holding it together. There's always something in the middle holding everything together. So I'm looking at the computer screen, it's off. It's a faint image. But as I approach that computer screen, the image becomes more clear. And so what I'm saying is, everything's already finished. The Lamb slain before the foundation world. The book of Revelation's already written. The book of Daniel's already written. The prophecy's already there. Because it's already finished, it's already written. And so as we approach the culmination of the ages, it just gets faster. So everything that you see in Revelation, the churches that you see, a lot of theologians, they say, well, are the churches in Revelation 2 and 3 historical past? Are they now or whatever? It's all the above. With God, it's all inclusive. And so when you want to shift your mind to living in time versus the eternal mind, you have to realize it's all inclusive. If I get on this electric bike right here, and I ride it, there were bikes a long time ago. But the bicycle itself, the concept, has already been here since the beginning of time. The chariots, the visions that the elect saints of old saw, they would see these chariot wheels in the sky. They would have these visions of chariots and wheels because it already was. The bicycle, even though I have it in my hand now, I can touch this bicycle right now, it already was. It might not have been exactly, but actually this bicycle is just a faint image of our true transportation in the heavenlies. There's going to be creatures, the wheel within the wheel, in the book of Ezekiel, the wheel within the wheel. There's going to be ships and transportation devices that are going to blow your mind, that makes this bicycle look like a joke. But the bicycle has two wheels, right? And so the wheel within the wheel is two wheels. That's in the book of Ezekiel. It already has been. We're just seeing the distant image. We're seeing the image of the chariots in heaven, the wheels within the wheels. When we look at a bicycle or a car or anything, we just see a faint image. But as we approach that mirror or we approach that stainless steel surface, we start to see, oh, this bicycle is just a smaller image, a faded image of the spiritual transportation devices. There's devices, and I don't even want to call them devices, in the spirit realm that man hadn't even thought of, but everything that man creates, all the devices in the 3D mechanical realm that man creates, is just a type and a shadow, an image of the unseen, because man can't think outside of God. So everything that man creates is just an image or a foreshadow of stuff that's going to be revealed, that's already there. But man just hasn't discovered it yet. So Revelation is revealing. Revelation is man discovering. God is revealing. The dispensations are God dispensing new ideas and new concepts. And when man lives for 1,000 years in Revelation, why? Because man is learning that sugar's bad for you. You need to sleep right. You need to exercise. Your microbiome. Do you realize they've only started studying microbiome in the last 5 years, but it's becoming a big thing? Why is it becoming a big thing? Because these deeper truths, these deeper concepts are being revealed to man over time. He wasn't ready for it. Mankind is not ready for some of these things. It has to be revealed. It has to be uncovered. It has to be discovered. And so as we approach Revelation, the image is already there. The transportation devices that we don't even know about, well, we do know about the wheel within the wheel, those devices, I don't even want to call them devices, those spiritual vehicles already exist, and we see in the image, and when we look at a bicycle, but it's just a faint image because the culmination hadn't happened yet. So everything in your life is that way. When you see the seed before it's put in the ground, it's already, the seed is within the seed. The watermelon's already there. It's inside the seed. But as if you could take snapshots of that seed growing, you would see the seed change in states, and it's culminating into its true identity. So what's happening with the earth? The image is already there. Let's call heaven like a watermelon. But here on earth, we're only seeing different stages of that seed developing. And as we approach the full watermelon image, we start to see the patterns more and more. It's exponentially revealing itself. This is why the Apostle Paul said, this explains everything. This is why the Apostle Paul said, hey, as we see the day approaching, men will be lovers of self. This will happen. Disobedience to parents. We will see all these things happening more and more and more and faster, and technology increasing. Why? Because that image is getting closer and closer. And so all the devices and inventions of man has to point back to source. And this is why the Logos, Jesus, the Bible, is, even though they try to hide it, they use it. It's so funny. They have to use it. They try to hide it, but they use it. And you listen to enough people, they know, the unsaved know the Bible. The unsaved magician priest class know the Bible better than most Christians. The Catholic that are not born again, they know the Bible better than most saved people. Saved people are born again, and they can rightly divide it, the ones that know it, but they study it for technology, and they know what's going on. They just hate God. They're rebelling against God. So in conclusion, do this experiment. Put a mirror 20 feet out in front of you and stand in front of it. The image is complete. It's done. It's finished. It's done. Everything's written. Everything's complete. The same storyline. All the story's been written. Walk towards the image. Because 20 feet, you can't see the image clearly. But as you walk towards the image and you get face to face with that image, you can see the details. Now, you can do that now by breaking things into part. Just like you rightly divide the word of truth, you can rightly divide reality. Rightly divide the colors, the shapes, the phonics, the cognates, the words, the letters. And the more you rightly divide 3D, the more you approach that image and you see the same image that's in Revelation is right now. So when you look at the 666, when you look at anything in Revelation, it's happening now, but it's not full potential at the moment. And the reason is because the church is like an intermission. The age of grace is like an intermission. People are getting saved, and until he who letteth be taken out of the way, the church is restraining the evil one. There's many antichrists. They're always on the scene waiting to be revealed. But until the church is called up, the antichrist can't be revealed. So as you approach that mirror in knowledge, in understanding, in whatever way you want to say, the image is already there. And so you're standing there looking at the mirror, but you're still in 3D. You're not in your spiritual body yet, but you have the spirit mind. And you say, oh, it's happening now. Well, how come I don't see? Because it's not to its full culmination. In other words, it's kind of like a CAD program. you draw the image on the computer on a CAD machine, and you can do a 3D view of it. You draw the wheels and the hood and the car, and you can rotate the image around, but the image hasn't manifested in 3D yet. It's still on a 2D computer, but you already see the image. It just hasn't appeared yet. But you already see the image. And so every day you see that same image. Why does Wile E. Coyote always lose? Why is it that Roadrunner always wins? Because it's an image. That cartoon is an image of the believers walking by faith. That cartoon shows you the unsaved walking in the flesh, and they are their own worst enemy. That cartoon reveals to you that Roadrunner's just being in Christ. Your identity's in Jesus. It's over. It's finished. Roadrunner is way faster than Wile E. Coyote. Even when Wile E. Coyote buys this equipment, right? The energy of the flesh always fails. And so when you pay attention to the principles you might say, well, who wrote that cartoon? You can say God. How can God write the Roadrunner cartoon? Because the Roadrunner cartoon was written by man, but man can't think outside of God. And so when you look at that cartoon, you're going to see flesh versus spirit. You're going to look at somebody with peace and somebody with no peace. Roadrunner has peace. Wile E. Coyote has no peace. Wile E. Coyote is a vampire, a narcissistic, psychopathic vampire who always is destroying themselves, stuck in time, stuck in a repeat. And Roadrunner's over there just chilling. What is the seed? The seed represents the seed of the word. The Roadrunner's eating seed. What's Wile E. Coyote's focus? Acme Tools, ACME. AC is the sine wave or the snake. ME is me, 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 me. So the energy of the flesh is all about me, and it's always trying to manipulate and create devices so they can get ahead and manipulate somebody and try to get them to be a part of their little whatever their game is that they're trying to set up, you know. Doesn't matter what you look at, the same story is everywhere. And so as you're going about your day-to-day business, your activity, he says, occupy till I return. Find you an occupation. Occupy means occupation. Find something you enjoy doing. Just occupy until he returns. Because it's right on the other side. It's right here, right now, but it's like getting ready to appear, and it could appear at any moment. The rapture could take place at any moment, but it's right here. The Roadrunner cartoon is happening right now where you're at. In your home, in your job, in your church, on the news, in the music you listen to, in your own heart, because you say, I gotta die to the flesh. I gotta die to that Wile E. Coyote old self. And I gotta walk in the spirit of Roadrunner, who's just it's just rest, you know. You rest. Wile E. Coyote never rests. He's always scheming. They never have any peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Roadrunner's just chilling. He's just eating some seeds. He don't need much. Wile E. Coyote wants more and more and more and more and more. They got to have more and more and more and more. More and more and more and more. The eye's never full. The womb is never full. The desire is never full unless you're in Jesus. And you realize you got everything. If you're breathing, you got some clothes, some food, some shelter, you got it all. You really live like a king in the USA. I don't know why anybody's depressed. But long story short, get in the elevator and walk towards the stainless steel, and the image becomes more clear. So as you elevate in your spirit mind more and more, the image becomes more clear. And as you approach the spirit mind, you'll see that the image has always been there and it's here now. You just have to approach the face-to-face experience in a deeper way. As you approach that image, you see that image has always been there. What am I saying? As you approach absolute truth, source code truth, you realize that truth that you've been looking for was here the whole time. It was here when you were a child, a teenager, before you got saved, your early stages. As you grow, that same truth has always been here. It's encoded in your clothing. It's encoded in the chair, in the bicycle, in the car. You might not see it, but as you approach it, you say, oh, it's everywhere. And if that's true, and it is, that means God is sustaining you moment by moment, day by day. And he says, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. And the seed that you plant today must repeat tomorrow. It must harvest tomorrow. So everything that you do today will harvest the next day. That's why when you get enough sleep, you feel better the next day. Because you followed the type and shadow. What type and shadow, you say? What happened at the cross? A third of your night you slept. 33%. You died. And you woke up the next morning and you live. Death, resurrection. Death, resurrection. Percent of your day you're awake. 66 books in the Bible allows you to become awake. When you study the 66 books of the Bible, you wake up. Just like 66% of your day, you're awake. It's all connected, people. Have you ever noticed you take 3 steps forward and 1 step back when you're trying to achieve a goal? Why? Jesus went to the cross at 33, that's 33%, 66 books, victory. If you take some pennies or some cards and you flip them over and have heads and tails, or you do like you throw something on the floor, a card, is it going to land on the face or the backside? You'll get about 66% that it matches one side or the other. You take a penny and you drop it on the floor 100 times. 66% of the time, it's going to fall on the heads or it's going to fall on tails, whatever you choose. And if you whatever you choose, it usually does the opposite, to be honest with you. So whatever you choose, change your mind, choose the other thing. And 66% of the time, it chooses one or the other. It's just the way it works because it's a universal principle. Try the spirits. You might try that penny experiment, and the first time it might be 30, 70, but just keep doing it. Do it 10 times. And I did it one time. It's like 65%. Blows your mind. You're like, why? And I didn't know. Back then. Now I know why. Because you have the victory. You have the victory. It's already finished. You have the victory. You just have to step into it by faith. And you have to believe it. And you have to understand that the choices you make day by day either take you to the next level or it's your choices. It's your mindset. a lot of times people, I tell people in the real world about fasting, and they say, oh, I can't fast. What do you mean you can't fast? You don't have to eat every day. But when you fast, you break the sine wave. You actually reverse time. There's really no time. So when you do fasting, you're stepping out of time in your physical. You want to break a stronghold? Start doing some fasting. A stronghold is just a pattern that was repeated. Everything that you're doing right now, you're making copies. Everything that you did from your whole life, you've made copies. I was at work one day and somebody, some contractor came in or something and was talking stuff that I thought, where did I hear that from before? And I thought, oh, I thought that way when I was like 16. That way of thinking is wrong. So it just, the guy was still living in stinking thinking. I thought, that thinking, I put that away when I was like 16. I don't think that way anymore. So why is this person showing up saying exactly what I used to think? It don't even make sense. Because I made a copy. Everybody's making copies down here. The unsaved can only copy the flesh. The saved will copy the spirit. So what you did while you were in the flesh, before you got saved, you made copies. And what you're doing after you got saved, you're making copies. Because you are eternal now. And so what you do, it's kind of like you build a table. And it's a perfect design. So what do? You make copies of it. You build a chair and it fits your arms and your back and everything's perfect. You make copies. It's a copy machine. Why is it a copy machine? Because God is making copies of Jesus. When we see him, we'll be like him. And right now, we see through a glass dimly, but then face to face. So you can actually become a copy now by gazing upon, meditating upon his words, his thoughts, the way God thinks, the whole purpose of even being here. You know? It's really off the roof, to be honest with you, when you really get a hold of it. Go step in a mirror, in front of a mirror, elevator is better. As you elevate more and more in the spirit mind, the more you see the image clear, it becomes very clear that everything has already happened and it's happening now. You just can't see it until you get up close to it, that's all.